Welcome to Primary Attribute, where Castle and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as is known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons. We all use he, him pronouns. Today, are the Vons that we've got with us, the alternate universe Vons, is, eager to get a little bit of a break from all this adventuring.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is pretty excited to be on the journey back home eventually.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy oddly would have preferred to do this side quest back on the island with the with the volcano and the village, but whatever, we're going on this particular quest.
Finally, the schism that breaks the party apart.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student. We all use he/him pronouns, and Steamboat Willie feels like it's really getting 1970s London up in here with us trying to decide between going after this weapon and the way to solve the problem. So it's, the clash versus the cure.
Oh, wow, buddy. That was incredible. I wish I could kiss your face right now. That was great.
Thank you.
I spent the entire first half of that trying to figure out what historical event in Britain I could not remember that would apply.
I just thought Whit was talking about the game he's playing right now, the video game he's currently working on.
No.
Fair enough.
No, that'd be way too deep a cut. No.
You get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do. And you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
I would love to do the recap. In this lush, verdant, beautiful valley that we found hidden in the desert of Aea, we explored. Wealthy found a giant tree with a pendant embedded into the tree. The pendant is of Keeper Hassan, who lived here somewhere between 300 to 500 years ago. There was a sun rain. It was raining while the sun was shining, or whatever this light is. Jesse found an overgrown wheel in a meadow that was near a pond. The wheel was attached to the top of a dome. We went down into the hatch and found an extremely old audio log of the essentially last of the ancient tech people from the metal tunnels. Their name was Sammy, and they are the one who used the weapon that they were testing in this area to in an off-brand way to basically make the rain and this light cycle of bright healthy light during the day and then no light or the concentrated light at one end of the valley at night. It was a big old lore drop. It was a big old lore drop that we missed a bunch of things on, but that's fine. No worries.
It posted to the website, but I can't figure out a sufficient way to flag spoilers.
What we ultimately decided that we would do is leave this place because now we know how to get to it. We went back to the boat first to pick up Prime Vons and Gex. And then we were going to go back to the Jenkies to work on the cure and then back to the Arcs. And that is what we are currently on our way to do.
All right. So first things first, there's a logistical issue, which is long and boring and mostly means that we're going to skip ahead a couple days because the limit on teleport is 50 pounds per caster level. And that means 450 pounds, including the caster. And there is more of you and more weight than that.
Yeah.
So,
but I could also prepare knowing that I'm going to teleport. I could prepare teleport for
all
my slots.
It's a level 5 spell, don't you?
Well, only have I only have like two of those, don't I?
I thought you only had one.
No, level 5. No, level 5, I have one. Yeah, you're right. Teleport's the big one.
Basically, my proposed solution is you go, you grab people, you do your first teleport, you leave the NPCs behind. I believe you summoned Gex with you to the, thought you summoned Gex with you to the valley.
We did ultimately. Yes, that's true.
So,
well, he can.
Yeah, he's free. Right? But like, he's the thing. He cannot. You'd have to fucking walk back.
Oh, that's right.
But
we can call him to us, yeah, though.
Basically, if you leave Harper and Frymeath behind, you can fit everybody. And then you can go grab a Jenkins or two and have them prep teleport. And then Wealthy can just guide them where you guys need to go. And it should work out fine. So, cut to 3 days later.
Yeah.
You're at the lab.
Wow.
And you finally have fast. Everyone here to have your important discussion. Unless there's something you guys want to do on the jumping between areas.
How do we leave things with Harper?
Or is she here?
Harper was going to stay with the ship when you went to get Vaughn's.
Oh, that's fair.
I kind of figured.
Because
it's her ship.
Right.
Yeah. When you guys get there, it is in rough shape. You find out that they had to go deeper into a storm than any of them would have liked to finish losing the other ship.
Mm.
And they also got in combat at least once, so.
I saw black sails. I know what you're talking about.
And Harper can't control the weather with her mind like Flint can.
Correct. Harper does not possess the psychic landscape power.
I don't remember that part of black sails.
That the crew thinks that Flint can control the weather with his mind?
Genuinely, I don't remember that.
There was a hurricane. They were running from, what was his name?
Hortigold.
We remember that part. Hortigold. It's the control weather with your mind part, I think, is the sticking point.
No, it's like it's a thing below the decks that Silver makes fun of. Never mind.
I just assumed it was a thematic storytelling thing where you're like, ha ha.
Well, it kind of
emotional conflict.
Yes. Yes. The weather matches his mood.
Yeah, I just didn't realize there was an in-universe call.
But also there is an in-universe. The crew thinks he's a witch.
Oh.
A little bit.
Yeah, the crew has issues with him, for which I do not blame them.
At any rate, they're in rough shape. Vaughn's was finally let back into the kitchen so he could keep making more and more glue. Because it's not the best long-term solution, but damn if it doesn't work in a pinch. But I guess actually, so Vaughn's. Prime Vaughn's.
Uh-huh.
You have been having several long and tiring days being dragged into fixing this ship.
Oh.
It's not even your ship. This is bullshit. But,
well,
you know, you're here and they're bigger than you.
Is it fixed?
It's getting there. It's getting there. You're limping along. You won't sink anytime soon. Speed is an issue, but you know, you're tired. Things are finally starting to dry out after you broke free of the last of the rain yesterday. And then, Wealthy, Grix, Jesse, Steamboat Willie, all appear.
Also, other Vaughns.
Yes, and other Vaughns. Damn it, I knew I was dropping someone. Yeah, and Harper, somehow.
That's actually a pretty big adventuring party.
Yeah, and what a motley group. What just a weird-ass group.
Yeah, you guys look, I think everyone looks pretty rough at this point, too.
I think we're just all, like, if we're not actually fully sunburned, we're, like, as close as you could be.
Too fully sunburned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grix is going to need eye surgery.
Grix needs dark glasses before we go back there.
Yeah. Well, I said that Steamboat Willie has some, because it would only make sense for him to.
Yeah.
So, but that's one pair.
So you're seeing your friends and or friend, depending on which direction, which group we're talking about, for the first time in over a week.
Is that all it's been? Just a little over a week?
I feel like it's like been like
weeks, 3 weeks.
I feel like it's been like 3 weeks.
Let's say three. It gives us more wiggle room and more realistic travel times. Yeah, it's been 3 weeks.
Count for sure, but it would require me to take a dip in my recording quality for about 10 minutes.
No, let's not.
Yeah, let's I not agree.
All right.
Vaughn's. Yay, you're alive. We found paradise. And it's not good either.
See, I told you, even the good stuff down here, it's all broken. Bad place. So it's all bad down here. It's all
okay.
Trying to tell you.
I mean,
Gatsby
like,
here can
like
fill
a,
you in.
There was like a lot of good shit in that valley, though. I think you'd probably like the like plant life and shit.
Oh?
Oh, yeah.
Good plants?
Good plants.
Oh, yeah, lots.
A lot of plants.
Perfect growing conditions.
How?
I explain badly the audio log.
And then I think that
Wealthy fills in as much as she can.
I fill in as much as I can, but I only have a very, very limited knowledge of recording audio. So I think Gatsby or Willie comes in and says, excuse me, this isn't the way it works.
Between the seven of us, we fill in Vons.
We very badly managed to let Vons know what was going on.
Are we able to play the tape?
I'm assuming you left it there.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's not a way for... I mean, I think there was, like, a decreasing quality as replayed it. And also, I think that someone must have, like, taken, like, as close of notes on possible.
No, here's what I got down. Oh, God, I can't do this in Grix's voice. there's Valley, and there's cloaking technology or something, like illusion magic, called it a stealth wall. And some scientists were building that, and then it's apparently the technology is based on sand. That's what the guy said. They also had weapons that were bad and didn't work. Possibly killed people. Hard to say. So they wanted to stop the use of those weapons. But the last person alive, this Sammy, set up the valley so that it's always sunny, and it sometimes rains through the sun, and it's perfect and secret and safe.
Huh.
They kept it secret. They kept it safe.
Yeah. They said, don't use the weapons. And there's also some, like, small automatons that are possibly made of sand. I didn't understand that part.
Thought it was possible that it was, like, the whatever those automatons are like are the corrupted or something.
Like the clouds of dust that disappear after the... Yeah.
But we're, like, not sure.
Yeah. So I think that's where we're at.
Huh. Did you find the bees?
Yeah, we found a bunch of bees, but they're not, like, organized bees. No. They're just, like, feral bees.
Organized bees.
But
anarchist bees.
Anarchist bees? I love it.
Like, they don't have a queen, they just
they're an autonomous
stuff.
Collective.
They're like socialist bees.
You know, a bee colony is pretty socialist.
It's pretty fucking socialist, yeah.
So that's pretty much it. We think we might have found the origin of the corrupted, and we think we need to go back down into the tunnels, but we have other things that need to be done first.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
on the way back here, I was thinking that maybe we talk to the Arcs and are like, hey, there's this valley that's nice and safe. Do we colonize it? Do we, you know, use it?
I don't think it's big enough for 10,000 people.
How big is the valley?
Not big enough for the more than 10,000 people on the Arcs.
Yeah. It was like kind of an oval of like 3 miles by 1 mile.
Yeah, at its widest.
Yeah, I feel like that is not a great thing to...
Even with the mountainsides, probably less than 3 square miles.
Well, sure, but okay, so it's more food growing land then.
I was going to say you'd probably destroy the ecosystem pretty fast.
Not if we have druids do it.
Do we have druids?
Are there druids in Castles and Crusades?
One, yes. Two, you've met one.
Oh, that's right. Mirror.
There was a...
How do you remember
centaur,
these things?
Right?
I'm just... That's one of my ADHD superpowers, is I just remember things. People, superpowers. No, centaur? He's like a wolf man.
Oh, yeah.
So he's part of the Fended Delves. He just doesn't show up.
Yeah. He drove the cart.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know how I remember these things. I was into the IMDb when I was like 12 years old to a degree that worried my mother. Does that help?
No.
Yeah.
To explain this.
As someone who can retain lots of things about people except their names, I appreciate this very much.
Yeah.
Our powers combined.
It can make one socially slightly less awkward person.
That's right. All right. Yeah, Vons, how do you feel about all that?
I mean, that's great, but we still don't have honey, and,
like, we'll get honey, though. Like, we can take those beekeepers back and, like, you know, they can get the bees that they need.
And you gathered an ass ton of honey on your way out.
Did we?
You filled every vessel you had. You made a specific point about liquid capacity and how you had all these jars and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And you rolled really well on the survival check to get murdered by bees.
That's what I was concerned about. I didn't remember that. So
a lot happened last episode, as previously mentioned.
I didn't take that note.
Damn.
It's hard. It's hard to take all of the notes I'm supposed to take.
So anyway, we're going to get, we came here to collect you and we're going to head back to the Jankies.
The Jankies? I'm sure you mentioned them in this talk.
Well, it's more just that, like, you know, we gotta do the cure.
Yeah, we gotta do the cure. Also, anybody wonder how Mitt's doing?
I'm sure Mitt's doing fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, if that's a thing that you are supposed to keep track of, I definitely think that's something that we should examine. Also, like, isn't that a Jaspar guy with Mitt?
Yeah. Yep. And other autonomous creatures.
Oh my god. I really can't wait for Frymeath to go meet Frymeath.
Oh, that's no. I'm pretty sure the world would end in a blast of loathing that would just, oh my god.
No, they just both get really into model trains. All that focus and mental acuity just gets diverted to something.
I mean, like, nothing bad happened when Vons and Gatsby met, or when...
I'm not talking about you know, them. Just, I can't imagine
the vibes will be rancid.
Oh my god, yes.
You just think the vibes will be real bad. No, I think it'll be fucking hilarious, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Well, it'll depend on whether Frymeath wants to meet Frymeath.
I turn to Frymeath. Hey, Frymeath, you want to meet your other guy?
Yes.
Great. I can't wait. Can I be there when it happens? Please.
Certainly.
Please. Thank you. I high five him.
He high fives you back. It's a little stiff, but it works.
Sure. Great. I'll be like, hey, man, you know, when we get back to the Arcs, if you need someplace to stay, we got a pretty big place at my place. So, like, you can stay with me if you want.
I'd offer to let you stay with me, but you'd have to be on your hands and knees the whole time, so.
What?
Half-height apartment.
We have a very short apartment.
No, that somehow sounded really sexual to me.
Oh, I heard it.
I can see why. It would, yes.
Okay, that's just gross. So matter-of-fact.
She got weirdly toppy, too.
Yeah, I know. way more than I would have expected from Wealthy.
Listen, Wealthy's got needs.
I'm sorry.
She does, but she's such a lesbian.
Yeah.
Okay, Wealthy is horrified by the idea of having, of doing anything like that.
Of course she is.
Either Frymeath.
Yes, fair. That was Aaron making that comment, yeah. By the way. Jesse did not say that. She thought it. She definitely thought it.
Yeah, Jesse, Frymeath turns to you and says, yours seems like the better option.
Cool.
Thank you.
Great. Oh, like, you're going to meet Jaspar and he's going to be real weird to you, but don't worry about it.
I'm trying to think. Oh, my granddaughter's high school friend. Interesting.
The weird mopey one?
Yes.
That's him.
Not surprised.
Apparently there are depressing constants between our two worlds. Oh, well.
Well, I mean, like, if I manage to find my two spouses in the other place, I'm assuming that, like, our personalities can't be that different, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah, the personalities in the world seem to be pretty on par.
Jesse glances at Vaughn's. Not, like, entirely, but yeah.
So, where are we going next?
Jankies.
We're going back to the science lab.
That sounds good.
We have honey to deliver, and we probably need to check on Shad and...
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if Shad saw us when we encountered those two guys.
Yeah, Shad's cut off.
No.
I feel like that's one way.
No, not entirely.
Not entirely?
Shad is, like, sort of muted from everybody else, but not, like, entirely cut off. We didn't... Shad is not Hugh of Borg. Shad is just sort of, like, I don't know, static? Like it's harder for Shad, maybe? But Shad definitely can still talk to members of the Corrupted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like everything's turned down from Shad to everyone else, but, like, it's still there. It's a weak connection, but it exists.
Okay, can we do, like, a 2-second montage?
Yep. A small flurry of teleportations later. If you dare listen to following the rules, it works. Deal with it. Enough stuff happens to make it work logistically. It has now been 3 days since you left the valley, and you are all at the lab.
Yay! Who did we leave at the lab again?
I can't look it up.
You brought the grad students down, right?
We did bring the grad students down.
Grad students, Crag, Rune, and C, who, you know, Crag, Rune, and C were there before, and will presumably continue to be there, and Jenkins of the professor variety are all there. So I think that's everyone who's present, because Shield's not there. Last time you saw Shield, they were transporting people. Mitt, Jaspar, and Mitt's, you know, automaton friends are not there. And I think that was pretty much everyone you brought down.
And where did Jaspar and Mitt go?
To the second base that's right, location.
That's right.
I think that Jesse is not helpful when it comes to your research.
Yeah.
So I think Jesse is maybe gonna try to go to that second base and take whatever of the people seem like they would be most, or rather least helpful in an emergency. Or sorry, rather least helpful with the research, that is. So Jesse will take whoever is not involved with the research, I guess, to the second base to check on Mitt and Jaspar and the other automatons.
It would probably be Vaughn's and Steamboat Willie. I mean, Gatsby and Steamboat Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Primeath will go too.
Mm-hmm. Now that we're back at a place with supplies, is there any chance we could get some more cure potions?
Between Rune, who's an illusionist, Grix, who's an illusionist, and Vaughn's being present and having supplies, and the back and forth he had to do to get everyone here, everyone just healed themselves back up to full.
That's not what I'm worried about.
You can start resupplying after this.
Okay. I think we'll just wait a few days to go out then, because I don't want to take a bunch of people and then have no way to cure them.
Yeah, you're a good distance away by foot.
I feel like it was about like a day of travel.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But all right, so let's cover the research first.
Yeah.
So one person needs to take lead, probably Vaughn's.
Uh-huh, that checks out.
Two of you can assist, and then the lab will give a bonus as well. So people who are assisting, roll first. Just roll intelligence checks for me.
Okay, Grix will do that. Ooh, that's pretty good. 26.
That is 16 plus 2 is 18.
Okay. And then Vons, you're going to roll. You're in a really high quality lab. Add 4d6 to your roll.
Uh-huh.
So intelligence check. And then,
so many d6.
I originally planned to only let one person assist, but...
So it's an intelligence check plus 4d6.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is also covering like all the research you're going to do based off your new equipment.
What level is this Vons at?
9.
Right.
We're all at 9.
Okay.
Well, that was a fair question because, like, Adam is playing two characters at two different levels.
It is true. It is true. Yeah. I understand that, but we as in the original core group, we're all at 9.
Yeah. That's fair.
Ugh, plastic math rocks. Okay. So d20 plus 10 effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 13 to 23. For the d20 part of that, plus 4d6. 3, that's 26. 4, that's 30.
How much does that thing weigh?
5 is 35. Quite a bit. They're big dice.
I understand why they're big. It's just, geez, they're heavy.
Plus 6 is 41.
Okay, that's pretty good, I guess. So
pretty good, yeah.
Vons, it takes you probably the better part of a week. And we'll cut to everyone else, but
a solid 41 hours
that I want it to make sense,
but that doesn't, that system would be inversely proportionate to the quality of the die roll.
Yeah. Well, you cut it down to a week. You realize this could have taken a lot longer, but between the help of everyone and the good equipment and all that, you managed to make the right jumps in reasoning fairly quickly. So you don't go down like any dead ends. You basically do movie science. It's rad. So you've made a lot of progress on your potential cure that you can try. And do you think that it will? Because you needed honey mostly just to refine things, if I remember right. Like you
well,
did.
Well, it was like a big ingredient in
I
what
thought it was the base.
It was,
well, not
yeah,
the base.
Yeah.
It was like the active ingredient.
I meant honey to do more iterations to refine what you'd already done.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like you had all the core mechanics nailed down. You needed to test things more and more.
Test and then eventually mass produce.
Yeah.
Until we managed to photosynthesize our own sugars and process those sugars with our own digestive systems, this will have to do.
Yeah.
All right. So at the end of this, you'll have a new prototype. You still have they have managed to keep the wolf who is seemingly at least was less corrupted by your first trial. The corruption appears to have grown back, for lack of a better word. But you still have that. You still have Shad.
And how Shad?
Do you ask?
Yeah, well, we have to know what how Shad is. I mean, you know, I imagine that's among our first questions is, you know, how's Shad doing?
Professor Jenkins says they seem healthy and have mostly been staring at the wall between them and the wolf, which is not comforting, but...
What is the wolf doing?
At least when it sleeps, it's sleeping on the side next to Shad, and Shad actually rests sitting against that wall. But they stand still or, you know, sit or lay still far more often than you or I would. So it's a little hard to tell for sure.
Okay, that doesn't sound reassuring at all.
Attempts to communicate with Shad have worked, but they're not giving us any real detailed answers.
Not with yes or no's. Okay, well, I guess we're going to work on the cure. Rix and I will assist Vons. I'm sure Dr. Jenkins will be there. Professor Jenkins.
Of course, he'd be happy to help. But all right, so guys are doing research.
Research.
Exactly. And Jesse, you're putting together a crew to go adventuring. And as you get ready to leave, Craig comes up and says, "Were you over here for the breaky stick thing?" "I don't think you were."
"No, I wasn't."
"Get everyone within 8 feet of you radius. Break this." Or, yeah, sorry. "Within 5 feet of you radius, then 10 diameter. Sorry. It's been a weird few weeks."
All hug. Everyone hug.
Yeah. "Listen, you don't want to be on the border of this thing because it will just leave whatever part of you is outside of the circle behind."
"Oh, cool. Great."
"Yeah, so, but break this. You'll come back here."
"Oh, okay."
"Well, you'll come back into the room that floods with, you know, magical bright light that kills the corruption.
So make sure that Steamboat Willie looks real cool first, huh?"
"Oh, yes." Or, you know, closes his eyes. "At any rate, breaky stick. And then I need you to take this," hands you a small bag of, when you look inside it, looks like a bunch of kind of finely filigreed, you know, shaped, twisted, whatever, like copper and silver. And also a couple of sheets of paper that have been folded, and says, "And you're going to give these to Mitt and Jaspar. We've been working on getting a teleportation circle set up between these two places, and these are the last parts they'll need."
"Oh, okay."
"Since you're headed that way anyway."
"Oh, okay, cool." Jesse puts all of that stuff away, and then she's like, "Thanks for, like, the escape, thingy. Y'all got any, potions or anything? Or just, like, nah?"
"Vons has been here on and off. I don't know. Vons, let's say you can make one day worth of potions. So how many of those would you want to be cure light wounds?"
"Oh.
Or cure medium wounds. I mean, you know, pie in the sky."
"So I can make far fewer of those in a day. I have to check my charts."
"I think it's actually called cure serious. It's not called cure medium in this game."
"Well, that's a level 3. I can make 3 a day.
Ooh.
Let's say I went ahead and made the full complement of cure serious wounds, and I spent my level 1 stuff making things like, you know, his more utilitarian stuff, spider climb and featherfall and whatever."
"So, yeah, as you guys prepped on the first day, Vaughn's got that stuff together. Be sure to expend the money for the cure serious."
"Mm-hmm. That'll be 150 GP total."
"Mm-hmm. Not that you guys don't have enough GP between all of you, but all right. So you have 3 cure serious wounds, Jesse."
"Great. Was any of that invisibility?"
I think I would make probably 2 invisibility potions. Yeah.
"Okay. I hand out invisibility potions to Frymeath and, oh wait, no, if we're leaving from here, someone could cast invisibility on us. I think we'll get somebody to cast invisibility on us from here. And then I'll just hold on to the invisibility potions that I have.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think he used 2 invisibility, probably 2 water breathing for just in case he was on a boat.
Yeah, so you have a couple invisibility, and then, yeah, between Rune and Grix, I'm pretty sure you can put invisibility on everyone here.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Without too much issue. Okay.
Okay.
So you are now on your journey out there.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a tracking check for me. Apply your, I don't think you actually, if you get a bonus for favorite enemy, which I don't remember if you do or not, apply that.
I just get a half-orc bonus.
That works too.
I rolled a 17 plus 10 is 27, plus my half-orc bonus is 29.
Okay.
And it's prime.
Okay. So you go and you get a 29. That's super great. Between, you're essentially reverse tracking. You're hiding yourself. You're trying to keep track of anything that would be coming your way or nearby. And with that higher roll on a prime, you do amazingly. You have to have a pretty damn long day to get there, but you do manage it. And so like you start bright and early, the sky lightening from the sun coming up behind the clouds, and it's night by the time you get there, and you're traveling like for an hour in the dark, but you do make it there. Relatively none the worse for wear. And you find the, wait a second, Jesse been here before?
Don't think so. I don't think so.
I'll be honest with you. I can't tell you that because I can't access the rest of my notes.
Someone at least gave you really good directions. So, because I'm not sure you have anyone that's actually been here before with you. But you figure it out. That was the hour in the dark was going, ah, shit.
Well, also, like, you know, I rolled a 29.
Exactly.
Like, so I got a 29.
You find
there's only so many things in this area. Like,
you find the waterfall that it is tucked behind. You find what you're pretty sure is the cave entrance, except that it is now blocked by a large stone door.
Rude.
Fitted into place.
I do shave in a haircut.
You hear a deep and affirmative buzzer noise, and then hear a fun screeching noise as I think they just went by X, the giant digger bot on like treads, clearly slides the lock back and pushes the door open and then awkwardly gets out of the way. They would fill most of the door.
Oh, hey, man, how's it going? Jesse goes in. Cool. We had a real adventure. Well, I'll tell you all about it. She goes to find Jasper and Mitt.
All right, let's go. Big old digger bot closes the door behind you just to make sure we got our head count. Or, you know, everyone's here. This is Jesse, Gatsby, Steamboat Willie, Frightneath, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Jesse finds Jasper and Mitt.
All right. So, some shit's changed since you were here.
Shocking.
Because it's been weeks.
It's been like months now, actually, since we've been here.
That was before you even left for the boat.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah. it's been a couple months and... couple of things. First, you don't remember there being so many people here.
Holy fuck. Who the fuck are you all?
Did Mitt make babies?
No.
Aw.
Jesse, make a wisdom check, actually, to like get a read on the people you are seeing.
That's a 19 on a prime.
All right. You quickly tune into the fact that these folks are, at least a couple of them, are wearing furs and leather armor that doesn't look like it was stitched together from scraps. And you think these might be some folks who are from the surface, who also all look like the kind of people that could do pretty well in a fight. You also see some real cool looking half elf leaning against the wall a little bit deeper in, focusing all our efforts on looking cool. I don't know if any of you recognize her. Son of a bitch, you took the world's weirdest group to this.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah.
From Defended Delves.
Alara?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
So, actually, she kind of raises an eyebrow at a Steamboat Willie and Gatsby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be weird.
You look different and you stand different.
Who are you?
Oh, hey. So, you might know their other version. This is actually Steamboat Willie and Gatsby. They're not from, our plane of existence. And then Jesse sort of like gets a little headache because she was never the one that was supposed to ever have to explain this.
Steamboat Willie does jazz hands.
Gatsby doesn't even realize that it needs to be explained.
Frightmouth just kind of puts up, you know, a hand just enough to grab attention and says, Me too. Alara just looks them over and goes, cool. So are you looking for Jaspar and Mitt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come with me. The path there is a little bit complicated right now. You go past a couple of...
Can you fill us in on anything? Like, what's up? What's going on?
What's the skinny?
Oh, you know, they're establishing a ground outpost for the Arcs or for themselves, or we're a little afraid to tell the Arcs about it because, you know, them.
Sure.
They'd want to take over.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we're trying to
ease
them into the whole thing.
Do you have a plan, a place? Well, we can get to this later.
Oh, the place is here as you keep walking past additional rooms that have been cut out of the stone.
Oh.
Tinker's been busy.
I'm like, oh, cool. X has been doing like a lot of shit.
Yeah, they're great.
I hope they did. I hope they had fun.
I think so. I don't speak fluent beep, but yeah, you guys walk past what looks like decently sized mess hall, sleeping quarters, like barrack style sleeping quarters, a couple of storerooms, which are not full, but are not empty. And then you wind up a set of stairs after going past the thing that looked like a set of stairs, but then dead ended about 10 feet up and going past later on a hole into the ground that has clearly not been fixed with whatever. You can go down this without just falling 20 feet.
Boy, am I glad Wealthy's not here.
Yeah. There's a rope up. But yeah, it's not up to code. And then you make your way up a spiral staircase that has been cut into the rock and find yourself in a big old planning room, situation room, whatever you would want to call it. It has a mandatory large table with a map. There are markers on the map, of course, mandatorily. And Jaspar and Mitt are there, as well as a smattering of other folks, including a green. They're all dramatically leaning over the map as is legally required.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey, welcome back.
Thanks. I dig the stuff out of my satchel and hand it to them.
All right, you do that. Prometheus coming up last down the stairs. Jaspar looks at him and gets a little bit pale. Sir, hello. And Frymeath just like, I'm not the same Frymeath. What?
Oh yeah, we got him from like a different place.
What does that mean?
This is also different Vons and Grix. This is Gatsby and Steamboat Willie.
Hey there.
Yep.
You can tell because you know, Vaughn said hi.
So what are you doing here? You making a fort?
I see you're trying to make a fort.
I mean, we were thinking of it as more of a base, but yeah.
Mm.
For some reason, I don't think of forts as being inside mountains, but what do I know?
That's weird, because, like, we live in a place that was a fort.
Yeah, the Ark started
we're from
off
a fort.
Yeah, but that name's historical. Feels different when you're building it, but fort, outpost, fortress, base.
Jesse has a sudden, like, weird out-of-body experience where she's like, we're like the people who made the arcs.
So it's like 2.0? Are you gonna...
No, I think it's a bad idea to like try and take off. Just my opinion.
No, you're right. We're not sure what we're doing here yet. This cliff isn't big enough even with the stone underneath it to really... I mean, we can't fit everyone from the arcs and it's pretty dangerous out here, but I don't know. It's good to have a forward operating base, if nothing else, and a way to get away from the Jenkins' lab if something bad happens there.
I suppose the corrupted people can't find you here, huh?
If we're careful. So, correct enough. We don't have the defenses the lab has, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, we'll get there in the end, right? I mean, we'll build it up.
Hopefully.
How can we help?
Y'all need anything?
I mean, gathering resources is always work intensive and difficult down here, so any help with that's appreciated. I don't suppose any of you know how to build things. People from not here.
Yeah, some. I'm good at IKEA stuff.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, what's an IKEA?
It's like pre-built furniture that you just like screw together.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why would you not just get somebody to build you a thing? Because like a lot of people are real good at that.
Nah, but you can just do it yourself and it's cheaper.
When you carve it, you usually want to keep it in one piece though.
No. It's all made by junk wood. Like when you got too much wood and you just like put a lot of it into a wood chipper and turn it into like pieces of wood or like sawdust just for fun or for
wow, Jesse is you fucking really aren't from horrified. Around here. Yeah, we don't have junk wood.
Well, we might now. You may notice he went through a forest.
Well, yeah, but like that's, I mean, on the arcs, we definitely don't have junk wood.
Oh yeah, we barely know what to do with it. Some of our surface friends have been, or recruits, I suppose, have been helping us figure out how to use it for things that are not repairing expensive parquet floors.
What's a parquet floor?
It's what rich people do when they have too much money on the arcs.
Oh, gross.
Good to dance on, though. Probably not worth it. Anyway, so we could use your help gathering resources, going with the patrols. You can be invisible, that's great. If not, just be careful. And you too, gestures to a Gatsby and Steamboat Willie, you can stay here and we'll make you useful, because if you're not from here, sneaking through here might be, well, do you sneak through forests on a regular basis?
Actually, sometimes. I mean, when they all met us, we were kind of sneaking through a forest at that time.
You were at a campfire. Were you though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Car camping, the ultimate sneaky.
Car camping at an established campground, the ultimate sneaking.
Well, we'll figure it out. All right, so you guys are here at this cool new base. And if you want to help out, that's great. Choose what stat you want to use and justify it to me, and then we'll have each of you roll.
I'll, like, help protect other people while they do stuff out.
Yeah.
So and occasionally lift heavy things.
Yeah, and occasionally lift heavy things. Probably flirt with Alara a little bit, but not very much of that.
Okay.
You gotta flirt with Alara. I'm sorry, you just gotta.
No, that's fair. Roll strength. I feel like that's the connecting one between those two.
That's 24 on a prime.
All right. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, I'm gonna be working, repairing stuff, trying to help as best I can.
Okay. Roll intelligence.
Bad. 11. 10. 10.
Did you crit? No, you didn't crit.
No. Barely, but no.
You don't cause more problems than you solve, but eventually you get assigned to, like, cleaning and sweeping things. you're having a bit of trouble because this shit in IKEA, and people are A, working with more primitive tools than you're used to, and B, almost everything is incredibly heavy because a lot of it is built from stone. And even the stuff that's not is often being, like, attached to stone or embedded in it, and so it's tricky to figure out.
Sure.
And then,
okay.
Last but not least, Gatsby, what do you do?
Gatsby kind of likes this whole fort situation. This is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I don't know where he's. Does he feel like they need him here, or this looks like it's already? Yeah, they've got.
It seems like they have a use for everyone. They're continuing to build out and expand. So
yeah, this does appeal to his what do you call it? Instincts to, like, burrow.
Okay. So do you want to help with, like, the dig out process?
Yeah, probably.
That would be strength.
Oh, that would be strength? He's not big on strength.
He is not.
Well, he did roll a 17 on the die. It's 22.
Does he have a minus one on strength?
I think so.
Okay. Well, he may not be big on digging, but you succeed this time. And yeah, you haul a bunch of rock. It's a great workout. you get to hang out with the giant digger bot X a lot. It's cool.
Yeah. Maybe he takes the opportunity to learn a little bit about how the bots work and...
Oh yeah, make an intelligence check.
Oh, sure. Oh, good. 15 plus 6 is 20... Well, 16 plus 6 is 22 again.
Okay. You go and you take a look at these bots and yes, nicely. A couple of them will probably even remove some of the plating on the outside so you can see how their insides work. You probably didn't do amazing in auto shop. You're pretty sure there is not enough motor here to move them in the way that they are, much right. Less as delicately.
And he's probably noticing that there's no circuits.
That too. I'm going to say, it doesn't look... Yeah, it looks far more mechanical.
Like clockworks, but...
Yeah, not quite clockworks, but you can tell pretty quickly that there's a lot of magic going into these things. And it seems to be pretty self-sustained, as far as you can tell. But yeah, it's not working on the same principles that you're used to. Except for the gyros. You recognize those, because gyros are cool.
Well, that would work the same everywhere, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I guess it's
more arriving at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that said, you get a pretty good idea of how these work. You don't think you could build one from scratch, because at least as far as you can tell, you don't have magic that you can use. But you think you could probably help one repair themselves if it came to it or something like that.
That's nice.
Neat.
Yeah. You know how to snap all the pieces back together, essentially. All right. And then, Jesse, were you going to say one more thing?
Oh, yeah. This is just a question that I, as Aaron, have.
Yeah.
And you can feel free to not address this at all.
Oh, boy.
Green is here.
Yeah.
And she's like in a relationship with Vons. And this is a guy who looks like Vons, but is not Vons. And I'm just curious if there's any kind of anything to pick up on.
Make a wisdom check that we'll use to encapsulate your observations throughout this little trip.
That's a 25 on a prime.
All right. Jesse is a fucking vibes antenna and figures out a lot. So when he first came in and there was the whole, hey, it's Vons, followed by, this is not the same Vons. You got two things from Green and actually from Mitt, or a couple things, a few things, I don't know. One was surprise, because this Vons looks different. The other one was different kinds of anxiousness from both of them, followed by like a mild relief. Seems like they were both nervous about running into Vons again, but you don't know why. And then It seems you can tell that it takes Green a while to get used to Gatsby being here. You would guess kind of it's the uncanny valley, essentially. Like, And you keep thinking you're seeing one person, but you're seeing the other until you learn how to pick up the differences between both of them. So, yeah, she adjusts okay, especially by the end of the several days you're there. Although, and I think you guys, assuming Gatsby is amenable, she does start talking to you. She doesn't ever like avoid you, but starts like having conversations with you at meals and stuff.
With Jesse or?
Or with Gatsby and kind of the rest of the group. But like asking more questions about like where Gatsby is from and what that other place is like. Incidentally, Gatsby and Steamboat Willie. That's right. I think you mentioned Green at one point. So I guess you have met Green. I think Green came up as part of the lake trip when all y'all were first introduced. Mentioned that you couldn't bring everybody. So this is a very different Green. But so you're probably having some of the same stuff going on the other direction as well. So things are tense and then get less tense, but probably not in the arc you would have expected.
Okay.
In terms of the causes.
I think at some point, if Jesse ever like is... She's not going to seek this out, but like if she happens to be like alone with Green for any length of time, like a while, like not just like, oh, I've finally got you alone. Let me ask you this really awkward personal question. But like, you know, we were, you know, doing something together and
yeah,
just in the course of chit chat, she would be like, so like, what's up with you and Mitt?
Yeah. So you guys are back from a patrol. Because I think you were both doing that and in the equivalent of the, you know, loadout locker room area, getting your armor off, cleaning it off, stuff like that. And she just goes, oh, what do you mean?
You were like anxious or something like when you saw Gatsby.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, things seem cool now, but like you were both like anxious, which is weird because he's, a metal guy. She doesn't really understand how to explain Mitt.
Oh, well, Mitt still feels things.
Yeah, totally. Right. I just,
surprising he shows it, I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, a lot of posture with that guy. Well, you've met our Vons, right? I mean, of course.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He's not the nicest to Mitt. And yeah, I think
he's not the nicest to a lot of people.
Yeah. And I think maybe for Mitt being out here and kind of getting to be in charge, might have made him realize some stuff about how he was being treated.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I don't think he knows what he's going to do when he talks to the mean Vons again. So, and I'm not sure either, but differently. So that's cool.
Oh, so it's not like a thing with you both. It's just like you both are.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I know Mitt's smart and, you know, clever and all that, but I mean, this isn't the only thing stopping me. I'm also not attracted to him, but just generally speaking, like Mitt is still kind of a child.
Yeah. I mean, like how old is he even? There's no way to know.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Cause that'd be rude.
I did ask once. He's a little fuzzy on the details. So that makes it harder.
Yeah. But also like, how old is he in relation to like, what is an adult for a bot, you know?
I'm not even sure he's going to grow up.
Yeah, no, that's totally, yeah.
Maybe he could rebuild himself? I don't know. It felt like a little too much to get into with him, just in terms of like, so have you considered rebuilding your entire body to fit this other idea of a body?
Yeah, totally.
And or be able to reach the top shelf? Which, I mean, that part sounds great.
I mean, like, we could make him like an extendo arm or something. I should tell him that.
I feel like that'd be dangerous in an alchemy shop.
Not if he learns how to use it, right?
No, just like a telescope and arm.
Oh, you mean the that kind of thing. I thought you meant like a fantasy equivalent of banana grabber. You know?
Well, no, I was thinking like a go-go gadget.
Yeah, like go-go gadget.
Yeah, your idea makes way more sense. I don't know why I was thinking the other one.
And then Jesse gets a nosebleed.
Yeah. Oh, good, you get those too.
Steamboat Willie does not.
Yeah.
Oh, Steamboat Willie's there?
I'm going to say Steamboat Willie wandered in around the extend arm thing.
Cool.
Oh, hey, Steamboat Willie, not Grix.
Yep, hey.
Cool. Can you build extend arms?
Oh, no. And clearly, with the way things are going out there, no.
Mm. All right, good talk. I'm going to finish getting my armor off.
Thanks.
Okay, and Jesse, Green does recruit you to help her get her armor off the rest of the way because, you know, even just the breastplate and chain is a real pain in the ass to do by yourself.
Oh, yeah, totally. I totally understand.
Yeah. But all right, so you guys have your week. Is there anything else y'all want to do while you're here?
No. I mean, I really did just want to, you know, go check on second base, really feel up the situation.
Are you guys planning on going back to the arcs anytime soon?
Yeah, like at some point here, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna put the word out. Maybe you can take some letters back for us. We haven't been up there in a little while.
Oh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, we've been hitting a lot of storms recently, so things were a little dicey up there.
Oh no. So, you know, that sucks.
Nice vacation down here, kind of. But yeah, I know some of the people, well, there's not that many of us from the arcs, but still, people are probably, well, I would like to send letters and I'm going to ask other people. So
yeah, we'll take whatever you want.
Okay. So on your way out, you do not have to walk back this time because they finished the teleportation circle while you were there.
That's awesome. It's great that it doesn't take a year and a day like it does in D&D.
Yeah. Apparently one of the Jenkinses has figured out over time is how to make a fucking kit.
Hell yeah.
So probably seemed like a real pain in the ass to build and got complicated making it work, but because getting that little magic oomph to seal it all together was kind of hard, but Shield does show up at some point and it turns out Dragon Breath is real good at that. So
fuck yeah, Shield. That's the one we forgot about.
Even if dragons don't fit very well in tunnels. All right. So you can jump on back.
Great. We'll jump back.
Also, you don't have to comment on it, but Gatsby and Steamboat Willie.
Ah.
There's a fucking dragon. They're real.
Is he in dragon form?
Well, he did have to like breathe on whatever the thing was. So yes.
But he couldn't. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Or at least they turned into a dragon to do the breathing. So.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is Steamboat Willie and Gatsby. They're not the ones you remember. They're different ones.
All right. Shield literally had to turn into a dragon in the hallway and can't really turn around. Like, has their neck sticking into the room to do the...
Well, at whatever point.
No, I'm just saying, so like shifts, then turns around and is like... So these are not Grix and...
No. Well, my name is Grix, but not that.
No, just for like, you know, clarity's sake, we're calling him Steamboat Willie because he said that's like one of his nicknames.
What is a steamboat?
There's steam stuff on the arcs.
But are there
boats? Steamboat is... you force hot air to make a turbine turn and then the boat moves.
That was honestly more straightforward than I was expecting, given that you are from a different plane. Well, it was lovely to meet you both, and I hope you... How long are you planning on staying on our plane? This is not an attempt to rush you out.
This is unclear.
It's very different here.
Unclear. People were trying to kill us when we came here, so it was kind of an emergency situation. Unclear. We're happy to help. There's a lot going on here.
Oh, yeah. We found, like, another arcs. It had, like, fallen into the sea.
I suppose that explains where one of them went.
Yeah.
The histories in Frymeath's library are... They just lose track of the other mountains at some point. And, well, I was sort of hoping some of them were out there and they just hadn't passed each other in a while. But apparently
not. Could be. Big world.
Fair enough. Well, there's always hope.
Yeah, I mean, it was also, like, totally empty. Like, it's not like there were, like... you know, a bunch of bodies. So, like, they must have evacuated somewhere.
Huh.
At least that's what it seemed like to me.
I really do need to get out and explore more.
Yeah, it was really cool, man.
I'll have to go with you next time.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Also, because like you can turn into a dragon and like that's really cool and like to be around.
It's more I can turn into a humanoid, but yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's fine.
Anyway.
There weren't any dragons on the arcs before I showed up, so imagine things get a little turned around.
Yeah, seem a lot more cash than everybody made me think that you were.
Should I be more formal and imposing?
I mean, like, you know, you could. I don't have any, I don't know, man.
I found having a reason to get out and fly more often. This helped quite a bit.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I always get weird when I get cooped up.
Yes, it's nice to have somewhere to return to. I don't like being trapped inside a mountain, essentially. And quite frankly, being down here is far more relaxing than worrying that someone would find out I was a dragon on the arcs and then conscript me.
Oh yeah, it's way better to like volunteer.
It is. But all right, so you guys go and you teleport.
Woo!
You're back at the lab.
Yay! Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
How was experiments?
It's done. We solved it all.
Your prototype is ready to go.
Oh, no way. So, like, Shad's, like, a person again?
You haven't
used it
yet. Yep,
Shad's a person. We're on our way to solving the corruption.
Yeah, we're it's good. We're good.
Amazing.
Yeah, all happened off screen. Don't worry about it.
You guys are, like, so good at things.
Yeah.
Huh.
Including better at lying than I was hoping you were, Miss Taylor. Or Madam Wizard.
We're just kidding.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, we're chugging away at it, though.
Yeah. You do have your prototype ready to go. Are you testing it on the wolf first?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Who is dosing the wolf?
How are we dosing him?
I believe the plan was you ingest the, like, honey potion mixture, wait a bit, and then you use some relodrin to jolt the magic out of the potion, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need someone who's willing to force feed a wolf twice. A wolf that is not happy to see them.
Can we just wrap it up in peanut butter or something?
I think you made that joke last time.
Did I?
Maybe.
I don't care.
A long ass time ago.
It sounds familiar. It was a long ass time ago. I'm not. I just was like, that sounds.
Given it's a potion, I'm imagining a giant peanut butter gusher, which sounds disgusting and also
fucking
amazing.
Hilarious. I think Jesse would be able to like use her wolf spear if someone else can like do the actual, you know, administration.
Okay. Vaughn's, you may be best suited because you made the thing and you are a dexterous person for the administration part of things.
I mean,
just make it growl and then sandwich shooter it.
It can't growl because it's corrupted.
I mean, make it open its mouth and then sandwich shooter it in the mouth.
Yeah, he's looking for like any kind of a stick or arm extension, something, anything to like.
Banana grabber.
Yeah, avoid getting
close to the wolf.
A bit in general. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Gatsby is also dexterous.
Mm-hmm.
And may or may not be the kind of person who would need a stick or not need a stick.
Well, he's definitely less timid.
And so I was curious if you would see his prime universe self hemming and hawing and then volunteer.
He might.
I don't want to box you into it. I just thought of it.
Yeah, he'd probably just be like, yeah, give me that and take it.
Okay. Jesse, make a strength check. And, well, we'll do that first.
That's a 25 on a prime.
Jesus. All right.
I'm rolling very nicely tonight.
Whichever Vons ends up doing this. Again, I'm sorry if it boxed you in. But yeah, whichever Vons finalizes on doing this, roll a dexterity check.
Okay. Ooh, that's the thing. This Vons is going to get just three fewer points on this.
Add a d6 because Jesse did a very good job helping you.
Okay. Ooh, 4 on the d20. That brings it to 11 plus 3. So that's 14.
All right. It's tricky, but Jesse manages to both pin it with a wolf spear, and I think he kind of grab its snout or its muzzle and help keep it so it doesn't, it can't lunge at a Gatsby. And Gatsby's the one who ended up doing it in the end, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Gatsby, you pour this potion down, and then we'll just have that roll hold over for the relodrin as well.
Okay.
And it drinks the relodrin, and it takes a tiny bit. You guys like leave the room and you seal the door and then look. Everyone all pushed up against the window. And the first thing you notice is that the Corrupted Wolf does a combination growl slash whine, which corrupted creatures do not normally make sounds. So that's fun. And then there's a bright flash of light, and you have a wolf.
Just a normal wolf now.
Far as you can tell from looking out here, yeah.
Vaughn's puts his hand up for a high five and just points.
High fives all around.
Hell yeah.
All right. There's high fives all around. We do a fucking 80s sitcom freeze frame. And we will pick up there next time.
Woo!
Great.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Like socialist bees.
You know, a bee colony is pretty socialist.
It's pretty fucking socialist, yeah.
I can't wait for the right wing to cancel bees.
I mean, they're trying.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so that's where we're at.
I love how our politics never stop coming into this.
Anyone who doesn't agree with us at this point.
God, I hope so.
These are the broad strokes.
Good time. Sorry.
It's all good.
This is going to be a fun edit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.